This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The way they finish games, it's what sets them apart.
Well, Minnesota knows that it's only one game. We'll see how they bounce back for tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder, their first conference finals game since 2016, wins handily as Anthony Edwards and the T-Wolves will regroup and get ready for Thursday night.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Oklahoma City take game one of the Western Conference final. Game two scheduled for tonight. We talked about the craziness last night between the Knicks and Pacers. SGA, the new MVP of the league. We'll mix in some thoughts on that. How does Tatum fit into the NBA's hierarchy when he comes back? Is there a new face of the NBA? 617-779-7937. Real quick, Keith. The Twitch chat is discussing the...
Are they hopping today?
Well, they usually are.
Yeah.
The weather out there.
Oh, it's gloomy.
Matty H.,
Could
the Red Sox just cancel the game now? What's the point of waiting?
No, they're going to get you in there.
I mean, it's not a bad point. Who said this?
It's supposed to be terrible tomorrow, though, too.
Well, good point.
Maybe it gets better each day, I think I heard.
But it's a literal nor'easter out there.
Yeah. It's like 40 degrees.
Which my son was very baffled by that term.
The nor'easter?
My wife mentioned that when we were sitting at dinner last night. She goes, oh, we're supposed to get a nor'easter. He's very confused with the
good
term.
Good weather talk
and
at the Jones dinner table?
And he goes, Dad, what's a nor'easter? And I go, I was like, what actually is one?
So the Easter Bunny shows up, and he's just handing out eggs.
Just a storm in the Northeast? What actually is a nor'easter?
I think there is like a scientific explanation for it.
Okay.
I was
a little put on the spot by the seven-year-old last night. He's like, Dad, what's a nor'easter?
Great question.
They think you know everything.
It's a weather event.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. We're getting a storm. That's pretty much how I explained it. Well, we live in the Northeast. It's a storm. That was how I explained it. But, yeah, they're not getting this game.
A nor'easter is a storm along the east coast of North America.
East coast?
Yeah.
So you can get a nor'easter and...
Characterized by strong northeasterly winds.
Thank you, Nick.
So you can get also reading the same thing.
It's windy. Yeah, we're on the same page.
You can get a nor'easter in, like, Wilmington, North Carolina. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's windy.
Okay. It's the northeast wind is what it is.
You may get some coastal flooding as well. Sometimes snow. See, that's what's confusing as a kid... Growing up in New England, you hear the nor'easter term quite a bit. Sometimes it applies to snow. Sometimes it's just rain.
It is very baffling.
So I'm like, is it rain, snow, or sunny, or cloudy? I only need like four things.
I read the great state of Vermont and also New Hampshire could get some snow in this storm.
Snow?
Memorial weekend snow in like northern Vermont.
Well, Mount Washington normally is covered.
It's normally covered. That's a good point.
It's like July 12th. They're like, we got 2 inches of snow up here in Mount Washington.
It'll be some snow on the old man's grave is what it'll be.
Well, let's just leave him out of this.
May he rest in peace.
He had a good run, though.
The old man of the mountain had a great run.
He had a great run.
One of the greatest.
He's one of the symbols of the state.
Mike is in Framingham, wants to discuss the Red Sox. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First, I want to agree with you on Cora doing a lousy job on and off the field this year. But anyway, here's my solution for the fact that the Red Sox can't hit. Put Story on the injured list. You can make up some injury. They do that all the time. Send Rafaela Sedala and Kristen Campbell back to the minors.
Sure.
Have Campbell work on the first base and have the two of them learn how to hit. And bring up Mayer to play shortstop, Anthony to play the outfield, and the kid that they got from Faseo to come up and play second base.
Ah,
you can't do any worse from a hitting point than what these people have been doing so far.
All right, good solution.
All right,
by Mike.
I love it.
Send down Campbell, call up Grissom,
so
along
teach-
with Mayer and
Anthony.
Anthony, yeah.
Which has been our plan all along.
Well, that part of it, for sure, yeah.
So teach Campbell how to play first, teach the other guys how to hit,
yep.
Get rid of Story. Story stinks.
So Carrabas has been beating the drum that Story needs to learn how to play first. I don't.
Yeah. Or something else.
Yeah. How about
he needs to learn how to ride the bench?
Learn the bench.
Or hit.
Exactly.
I was looking since that Chicago series when he went off with like the home run. He's hitting 130.
Learn the bench.
Can we get the Adam Silver meme? You better get ready to learn bench, buddy. Yeah. He's been awful. And so like, is Marcelo Mayer now at this point? You are manipulating just service time, or you don't have a spot for him? Like, yeah, you got a spot for him.
You have spots.
He already said he'd be willing to play any position, so that would open up second base, maybe even open up first base. Or if you want him to play his natural position, that guy's not winning the job right now.
Nope.
Was it Mike? I'm with him.
Mike.
Bring Mayer in and play short.
One of the better plans I've heard, Mike. I wouldn't say it was all perfect.
Campbell also in a huge funk.
Okay, I was just going to bring that up.
He can't hit a lick. The only guys hitting right now are like Narvaez and Devers.
Okay. Christian Campbell, month by month, just because it's easy to sort that out.
Yeah, he started hot as a pistol.
Oh, my goodness,
hotter
did he ever.
Hotter than a pistol.
Only a few games in March, but he hit 375 in March.
Still count.
287 in April, that's still nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Good OPS, 844, 848 rather,
we're
OPS.
3 weeks into May.
Three homers in April.
Oh, yeah.
Into May.
Touch them all.
He is hitting 094.
Sorry.
That's five for his last 53. He has scored a run.
He got all run?
He does have a home run. He scored his only run. He scored on home run.
Well, because he's not on base.
Yeah, and he has three RBIs. That might have all happened. Was that all in the same thing? The run?
Yeah, it was a three-run home run. Yeah.
Was it a three or two?
I think it might have been a three-run home run. So all of his offense was from one swing.
Unless he had a sack flying there somewhere.
Basically. Now, he did bleed out a hit last night.
Yeah.
So maybe he's heating up.
That could be the sign of things to come.
But the problem with Christian Campbell being the solution at first is that all of a sudden, you look up and he's hitting 231 with a 698 OPS.
I don't love that.
I mean, that Campbell,
I'll tell you, their cleanup hitter and their first baseman, and a lot of times it's been the same.
Yeah.
It's just like a black hole. Like, whoever is hitting cleanup can't. Whoever is playing first base, for the most part, can't. I know Willie Abreu's in cleanup last night. They moved Campbell down to fifth. I don't know. It's been a mess.
Not great, Bob.
Sogard actually had a couple of knocks and a run. The lone run scored.
Yeah,
Nicholas Jon Sogard.
I mean, somehow he's not the worst hitter in the lineup. I don't know how that's possible.
No.
But somehow he's not.
His story is just, you're getting nothing there. What's the excuse? Because for years it was like, oh, he's just hurt. He's hurt.
Right. No, now he's very healthy.
He also sucked in the field last night.
Too healthy. Yeah, no. You think that's what it is? He's like, guys, I'm used to breaking down by now. I'm too healthy.
Yeah.
I'm feeling too good. Maybe is part of the problem. One more Red Sox item. I know we were planning to talk some NBA. We'll get to it here in a moment. At 617-779-7937. You brought this up to me.
Yeah.
I mean, Hendricks got into it with the Boston Globe prior to the game, complaining about his usage. He went out and pitched terribly last night. So I think those things are fair to say. Apparently he's getting death threats. You brought this up to me.
So, yeah, it's insane.
I mean, I feel like
we shouldn't. I mean, there's no other side to this.
No,
there's
right.
no argument here. But I saw Dan Roach retweeted somebody who... Actually, this must be on Liam Hendricks' Instagram story. He just said, just as a FYI, threats against my life and my wife's life are horrible and cruel. You need help. And then he goes on to this whole thing, which, yeah, I think that kind of goes without saying.
Yeah, I don't think.
Or so, so we thought.
I mean, you're right. It goes without saying. I mean, there's no other side to that. Reprehensible. But apparently Liam Hendricks dealing with that.
Yep.
In the meantime, he's frustrated with the situation. Alex Cora hasn't properly communicated that to him. Alex Cora did not communicate to Garrett Crochet. It was going to be a light night for Garrett Crochet, who said he was good for 110, 115, 7-8 innings last night.
So basically, Crochet and Hendricks want to pitch more. Cora wants them to pitch less.
Correct.
Got it.
Because he's so busy throwing all the relievers extra innings like he's been doing, some of his starters as well. And then the communication with Devers has been poor. So the pressure is ratcheting up on Alex Cora. We'll talk about it with Rob Bradford. For his weekly appearance, he joins us at 11:30 every Thursday here on Jones and Keefe. We do have a new MVP in the NBA, Keefe.
Yeah, not my MVP. He won pretty
handily.
Not unanimously, but he got 71 out of the 100 votes.
So first place votes, he got 71. Jokic got 29.
How about giving it to Jokic? But
me too. Whatever. So the vote total really wasn't that close. 100 plus votes between SGA and Jokic at the end of the day for MVP. So
next couple days, there's going to be a lot of beer probably.
Definitely my MVP.
Yeah.
Jokic.
He probably had an extra beer when he found out he wasn't the MVP.
Yeah.
Runner up. So yeah, he wouldn't be my MVP either. But focusing out West, especially, Keith, and maybe we're not giving enough credit to Brunson and specifically Halliburton, but focusing specifically out West, people have been itching to have the face of the league conversation. We here in Boston, prior to his injury, were itching to try to get Jason Tatum wedged into that conversation some way, somehow. Is it fair to say if SGA or Anthony Edwards wins a title this year, and one of those guys are going to be playing in the NBA Finals?
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that guy is taking the mantle as the next guy in the league?
Yeah, I think for now they would be. Now, do you think the next guy or the face of the league, can it be or has it ever been a non-American player?
Well, that's what's interesting with SGA, yeah. Right?
He's Canadian. It's different than, you know, like a German player or a Serbian player, right, or a Spanish player. But
was Steve Nash ever the face of the NBA?
I don't know if Nash was. I'm not sure Giannis was. I don't even know if Jokic was. I think he's like acknowledged as the best player.
Right. I don't think Jokic is when you think the league, you probably still think LeBron before Jokic.
But like, you know, a kid from Toronto is probably as close as you can without being American. But like, when it rolls around, Team USA and all that stuff, and if they actually go to, they were talking about doing like the All-Star game, maybe USA versus the world next year, like he wouldn't be on Team USA. So I wonder if that, like if Anthony Edwards, for example, has more of a chance of doing that, even though SGA was the MVP. He's going to be first team All-NBA for three consecutive years. He was runner-up in the MVP last year, right? He and Jokic just flip-flopped from last year to this year.
Yep.
And then winning the title, like being the guy that wins the title, that all obviously is going to vault you to the top. So, because I don't think it's unanimous that he's the league's best player, right?
SGA?
I think it's Jokic. I think most people think it's Jokic.
Yeah.
He just had the MVP season, right? Maybe like the year.
Yeah, SGA is really good.
Yeah.
If Tatum were healthy, I wouldn't trade Tatum for SGA straight up. I wouldn't do that.
I would also not trade Tatum for SGA.
And so like.
Would you rather have Edwards or SGA? Edwards is like 4 years younger, I think.
Yeah, probably Edwards. I was going to say,
because SGA is basically Tatum's age. He's like 4 months younger, I think.
Yeah.
They're the same age.
Edwards is sneaky. Right. Edwards is sneaky, kind of tiny, but it's not like SGA is huge either. Yeah. How tall is he?
Oh, I bet he's 6'5". What do you think? Edwards?
He's listed at 6'4".
The Ant-Man?
Yeah.
He plays bigger.
He does play bigger. I would probably lean Edwards on that one based on age.
No, but SGA is really good. I don't know. I just don't think, and usually market doesn't really matter in the NBA. Like Kevin Durant won an MVP and was super famous playing for the Thunder. But that's another slight knock. Like he's a Canadian playing for Oklahoma City. So it's not like you're an American playing for LA,
right,
or New York even, right? Like I think those guys would have a better shot at being like the true face of the league. Is SGA in a lot of like national commercials? Maybe he is. I don't even notice.
Well, it's never just him. It's him and Holmgren and J-Dub.
Yeah.
They're all like share T-Mobile spots or whatever those are.
Is he in those Nike ads that have like 10 people in them too?
Maybe.
So, okay. He doesn't really stand out from the crowd.
No, Edwards is more marketable than him.
Definitely.
Tatum's
better in movies.
Tatum's more marketable than him, yeah.
Edwards is a good actor.
Is he?
Yeah, he was in Hustle. He was like the bad guy in Hustle, the Adam Sandler basketball movie.
Oh, I was thinking Hustle and Flow, the Terrence Howard
vehicle. No, he wasn't in that.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, he might would have been like six in that.
That was a big year for Terrence Howard. He was in Crash and Hustle and Flow.
That was all in the same year? Yeah. Wow.
Now he's doing podcasts with Rogan where he's just doing like math equations. You heard some? I think we did a Key for Madness on Terrence Howard.
Not with me.
He has a lot to say about a lot of things. And I guess people have looked into it. Not sure how factually correct a lot of it is.
Well, yeah. You know.
Pretty sure he says he remembers being born.
Yeah, that's right, Bill.
Oh, I've seen that.
And isn't it a lot of like equations? Born. And he'll be like, we're in a room right now. Room starts with the letter R. Rich starts with the letter R. Like, and then he'll be like, that over there is red, also the letter R. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, his mind is Zach Galifianakis in Hangover when he's playing blackjack.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you're like, I don't know if any of that is right.
All right. I've got to be honest. If you remember being born, I feel bad for you.
He's never the same.
Yeah. Watch your father passed out.
Wild scene.
It's freezing out here.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me back in.
Yeah, I got it. That's not a memory I would want.
I'm for sure glad I forgot that.
Yeah. Most people forget that for a reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you have to.
But Anthony Edwards, great actor, though.
Anthony Edwards, though, good actor. Yeah, nice. I think he has a better chance of being sort of the face. But I think what we're seeing is the league, super talented. There's guys all over the place. You look at, like, Halliburton, like the run that he's on, Brunson, even guys that got knocked out in the last round aren't old. Tatum, Brown, Donovan Mitchell. Like, there's still a bunch of guys. And some of the old guys are still kind of hanging on. It felt like this is a year, like a passing of the torch type of year. But also, I wonder if we get into this pattern where guys don't win back-to-back. Because don't you think when you look at, like, true faces of the leagues in the last 25 years, it's guys that are in the finals all the time.
Yeah.
It's like LeBron, Jordan, Curry. Kobe, Shaq. You know, Duncan would have been, I think, if he was had more of a personality. But, like, yeah, Kobe, LeBron, Curry, all those guys. It's easier to do that than, hey, made the finals 1 year, bounce in the second round, maybe back to the finals. So I think with Oklahoma City, it might be one of those. All right, there. Not only is SGA going to be in that territory, but the Thunder themselves, and I know they haven't won it yet, but they're going to be looked at kind of like the Celtics next year. Going into next year, you're going to be like, you guys are super young. Like, you better repeat. And then if they don't, they're having the same conversation.
I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, I don't know that we need to have this discussion yet, but you can make an argument the Thunder this year more dominant than the Celtics a year ago. I mean, their scoring differential, their win total, they're definitely facing healthy teams and a tougher road in the postseason. Like, I think what the Thunder are doing, if they win, is going to be more impressive than what the Celtics did last year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a one-for-one trade-off in titles.
Oh, yeah, they won more games this year than the 08 Celtics did, let alone last year.
68?
68 wins.
One more.
No. Two.
No, I'm saying they needed one more.
Oh, it would have been nice.
Would have been
almost
nice. Yeah, two more would have been, I mean, a very rare club.
Yeah, just two teams, right?
But one more would have been nice. But yeah, but I'm saying, like, that. Nice. That's a team that, yeah, I would sit there and go, yeah, the Celtics one-off title, the OKC one-off title, OKC was more impressive. Can Tatum get back into this discussion? Because he's never really been in. I think we try to have it in Boston. I don't think he's ever really a part of the... Is Jason Tatum the face of the league?
He's
never been in the MVP discussion. This tied for the closest he's been.
Fourth.
He was fourth, and he was a distant fourth, right? Like, the third place votes broke down 88 for Giannis, 11 for Tatum, 1 for Mitchell.
Yeah.
So he's closer to Mitchell at 5 than he was to Giannis at 3, right, based on those votes. I guess the total votes, that's not exactly how it broke down.
No, but he was fourth. So the last four years...
But a distant fourth, yeah.
He went 6th, 4th, 6th, 4th, and they haven't put this out yet. I think it comes out tomorrow, but he'll be All-NBA first team for 4 straight years, which is nothing to sneeze at.
No.
But he's in, like, a weird territory where he is an automatic... first-team All-NBA guy, but he's not a true MVP candidate, which is a weird kind of, like, spot. Like, it basically means every year there are 3 guys that are either better than you or just have a better season than you, but you're better than the rest of the league. 99.9% of the league, you're better than. So the question is, like, who knows how he recovers from the injury? But if you play it out kind of like Durant, Durant was a couple years older when he got the injury, and then he came back and he kind of peaked out at second team All-NBA. So if you say, well, you can still do that, but let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say he's younger, maybe he recovers a little bit better, or he has more of a runway for his prime. I think he can, because I'm still hopeful that in 2027, Tatum and Brown are teammates again. Neither are 30. And if they have a run and go on a deep playoff run, then I think he's right in the same conversation. Unless you think, like, SGA wins 2 or 3 straight titles,
right,
then like, you really distance yourself. But, like, the way the league is gone, I certainly wouldn't predict that.
No. I guess I got to see how the offseason shakes out. We got to see who even wins the title. But right. I probably would be feeling like OKC could win back-to-back, but I thought the Celtics could win back-to-back. I thought Denver could win back-to-back.
Because, like, if Edwards loses this round, for example, like, he's a very marketable star, and he's very young, and he's fun to watch. He's a good sound bite and everything else. But if they lose in the conference finals again...
2 years in a row.
Yeah, and then next year, like, if they also don't make the finals, then by the time Tatum comes back, Tatum's going to be far more decorated, even with a lost season, than Edwards is.
That's true. I wouldn't be surprised if this is the highest he ever finishes in the MVP vote.
Well, yeah, it might be. That's not even fourth. Like, that's not bad.
No, and so, but I just think people need to wrap their heads around that. Like,
you think he'll be All-NBA again?
I think he'll be all NBA, but
second or third team.
I would bet against him being first team again. And if you're not first team, you're not really in the MVP discussion.
You're not
and
first,
I think,
you're last.
You're not last, but just you're never really a part of that. I don't even know that he's ever really truly been a part of the MVP discussion.
Yeah.
Maybe when he's had a hot month here or there, we're like, could he win it in like February? But never at the end of the day is he really, truly. He's never been a finalist. There are three finalists. He's never been a finalist.
Right.
I don't think he's ever going to be one. Never mind win the MVP. I don't think he's going to be a finalist.
Yeah, but I kind of felt that way prior to the Achilles injury.
Well, true. I mean, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe,
we argued
maybe
with Terp about this. Terp was like, Terp thought, you know, eventually with all the team success, maybe he would get an MVP. I'm like, I don't think so. You know, like, I just don't see it happening. And you know what? When he comes back, and if the team itself isn't as loaded, you actually have a better chance.
Well, that's what
like,
I think,
if you don't
too.
Have a bunch of – if everybody looks at them as having the best roster, so you don't get as much credit for the success. So if he comes back and it's him, Brown, couple, like, scrubby-type guys, and they still
Baylor
win –
Taylor Shireman.
Yeah, and they still win 60 games, and you might be like, oh –
yeah,
that guy looks more.
No,
good.
that would go longer for the individual. Worse for the team, but it would go further for the individual accolades for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Red Sox lose. Cora with a, he says, predictable. I think unpredictable quick hook.
Yeah, it felt like
on
a quick
Garrett
hook.
Crochet.
Yeah.
Alex Cora, never worried about today, always worried about tomorrow.
That's right.
It's the opposite of my my savings approach, Keith.
You're about the now.
I'm about the now. Live in the now. Uh-huh. Don't worry about tomorrow. But Cora with the long view on this one. I know you guys are fired up about it. And for more on it, we have Rob Bradford, WEEI.com, and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He's brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. Rob Bradford, McFarland, McFarland to you.
Oh, McFarland, it was so good to see you guys yesterday. I liked taunting you through the window with all my steak tips and hot dogs.
Yeah, were you in line with Keith? Keith went out to that line like four different times.
Yeah, it was tough. I never lined up with me to have a burger ready to go unless I wanted it super rare.
So now, I heard you guys have the excellent conversation about which would you rather have, like a hamburger, a hot dog, or one of each or something like that.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, two burgers or two dogs or one of each. That was the brilliant question.
Yeah, this is another thing we're going to have to get in the Red Sox baseball science department involved in. Mm-hmm. But I would ask you this. Would you want that? Would you have wanted that yesterday or the Red Sox City Connect jersey, which it sounds like you might be getting?
Well, I know. We're getting a little closer to that. It's been 0-4. I've been checking every day to see if they sent one over.
Sam Kennedy, according to what I heard, Sam Kennedy is pouring through tapes
I'm not loving that.
They're vetting your history.
He doesn't have to go back too far. He can go back an hour ago. He's not going to like what I said about the team. So
He probably also watched the Netflix documentary if he really wants a taste of it.
Given that as well, not shown in the best light, so I don't know how confident I am in getting this this uniform. But the speaking of food, Bradford, let me ask you this: we always say on this show when teams are really kind of struggling, whether it's on field, off field, chemistry issues, they are in need of a pizza party because pizza parties bring people together. And right now, a game under 500, all kinds of communication issues. How in need of a pizza party are the Red Sox?
I'm always wary of the pizza parties because if you have the pizza party and you lose the next day, then you're screwed. You can't have another pizza party.
Well,
I mean, you can.
Some cold pizza, leftover pizza.
Then the carbs start adding up, and then everyone gets sluggish, and then it goes start going the other way.
25 so. Rafi Devers is
whether you want to call it a pizza party or a team meeting, I would be very, very wary of that. But I do think the biggest thing here is that, like, last night was an example of they have some things to fix, and they got to fix them in a hurry. I mean, they just this is one of the things besides the uniform talk or the jersey talk with Sam Kennedy. He said, listen, we're 500. No one expected to be this 500 team. We're mediocre. We got to figure it out. Well, it's late May. Yes, you do have to figure it out. And I'm about to publish something on EEI.com, just story going through the things they have to figure out, including, by the way, the Garrett Crochet thing.
Thank you.
Like, I don't know if you guys want me to rant on that.
Yeah, rant. Happy to. Rant away.
Yeah, well, so I think that, number one, okay, you know, I get it that Garrett Crochet, as we sit here right now, has thrown the most pitches in all of baseball. I get it that you're coming off the first full year as a starter where you only threw just over 140 innings. You knew that you would have to be careful. Everybody understood that you have to be careful. And I think the Cora thing, listen, Cora's the one that implemented it, that took him out of the game. But if you listen to Cora before the game, he actually references people, quote, smarter than him, talking about this Crochet, the protection of Crochet. This is before the game last night. This game that we thought he was going to pitch 13 innings and pull a Jack Morris, right, to save the bullpen. So before the game, he's referencing this. So to me, what that speaks to is this, I'll say, this baseball science department, this analytic department, which they're saying, this is the game, this is the time where we have to draw back on Garrett Crochet because this is what our models say. All right, here's the thing, baseball science department. This is what I would say. I would say the science suggests that was not the game to do it. The science suggests that you do it in another time, in another way, but not in this time where you're probably talking about 15 more pitches, as I think you guys mentioned before. A time where you're desperately at a very important time to hold on to the momentum that you got from the previous couple times. And there's going to be other avenues to do that, to draw back on Garrett Crochet. I've seen it numerous times of pitchers where they're in the same situation. But I think that this is a perfect example of this is not a black and white issue. It shouldn't be when it comes to analytics in baseball. You should read the room, and part of reading the room was also that you knew of every game this year, this was the game your bullpen was the most depleted. So find a different way to do this, and I think that once again, before the game, there was a hint that this was already coming down the road from what Alex scores.
Okay, yes and no. I don't want to let Cora off the hook because he also told WEEI Afternoons they were going to go 6 or 7 with Crochet. So, I'm sure analytics is rolled into it somewhere. Bradford, I'll agree on that. But let's give Cora his due on this one because he's talking about 6 or 7 innings for Crochet going in. He's the one who pulled him while he looked fine in the 6th inning. He's also the one who, on his watch, we have the Rafael Devers saga, which has become very public. Prior to the game last night, he has Liam Hendricks questioning his usage. And then you have Crochet saying, I didn't know I was going to get a quick hook last night. He says he never knows. Maybe that's the case. Maybe not. But there's a lot of public flare-ups with Cora. And I thought, if nothing else, he's supposed to manage all that stuff. And he seems to be doing a miserable job at that.
Yeah, so there's a lot to pick through, right? I mean, they're when it comes to the not telling Crochet, I don't have a problem with that. It is what it is. I mean, it's that you, because it, you want Garrett Crochet to get to that point with a low pitch count, and then you go from there. You don't want him to go into that game feeling and like, oh, I have to pitch differently because of this. No, you just say, go out and get him, whatever. But I'll say it again. Like, Alex Cora was the one that took him out of the game. So, yeah, absolutely. When it comes to the communication issues, let's go through the Devers thing. I said this a million times. There's a lot of people at fault here. The front office, the manager's office, the obviously the player, all of this. This was a communications mess across the board. The Red Sox seemingly were walking on eggshells throughout spring training the minute that Rafael Devers did that, and it came back to bite him because Rafael Devers walked in the lack of accountability door that they left open. So that was the Devers thing, absolutely. I think with the Hendricks thing that you were talking about also – like I don't know all the particulars to that. We're gonna find out, I think, more about maybe that today. But I think that we go before the game yesterday as well. This is another thing that Cora referenced. He said, "I have to pitch him more. I have to pitch him more. I have to pitch him more." And I'm always curious and wary when somebody says that. Well, you know, like why are you not pitching him? And part of that equation, usually the answer is because of this tidal wave of analytics and suggestions that he's getting from the front office. And this is, hey, for better or for worse, managing in baseball, this is the deal. You have to manage this. You have to pick your spots. You have to find the way to put your foot down. And maybe he's just not putting his foot down at the right time. And maybe he'll do it a little bit differently going forward.
Would you say Cora's having a bad year?
I don't think he's having a good year compared to what he had in the past. No. Yeah.
Okay.
On his scale, it's a bad year. On the Cora scale, it's a bad year.
No, man. I think Cora's a really good manager. I mean, I still do. But I think that all of the stuff that we mentioned, like this, it's the results business, right? Like you have to, and part of the results comes from the manager's office, including, by the way, wins and losses.
Right.
I mean, however you get there, you can have you can be a bad manager, you can be a great manager. At the end of the day, it's a results business. Like, you have to win. And in this case, this isn't last year. This isn't like, oh, that's relatively the same record as last year. No, it's not. It's not the same vibe. The expectations, the chips to the middle of the table, all of it, that was part of this equation, as Sam Kennedy referenced. And as the manager, you have to get the most out of the team, which he has in other years. But for whatever reason, maybe a lot of the reasons that we're talking about, he hasn't been able to.
Forget first base or second base for a second. At what point does our guy, Marcelo Meyer, just come up and take shortstop because Trevor Story's been so bad?
Well, so here's the problem. Marcelo Meyer is absolutely going to be part of the perceived solution. Like, this is their ace in the hole. They have to do things differently, and he is how you do things differently. He's played second base four of the last five games in Worcester. I think he's played it again today. Are they playing? I think they get canceled today. But the fact is that he is the guy that could be part of the solution. Now, where is that solution? Where is the most needed part for Marcelo Meyer? Which is kind of unfair to Marcelo Meyer to say, hey, come in and save this infield, which has this horrific OPS in the month of May. I mean, Trevor Story right now has the worst OPS of any player in baseball in the last month. I mean, from April 22nd to May 22nd, the worst OPS, not even close. That's the shortstop position. And now, part of the solution is you're working out Christian Campbell, who the Cora said the other day is at a 2.5 or a 3 to get to a 10 where you feel comfortable with him. And, okay, maybe he learns how to play first base, but the problem is that he's been really, really bad offensively in the month of May. I mean, really, like, I think his OPS is about 300-something in the month of May. So this kid is slumping. So, all right, he learns how to play first base. Does that solve your first base problem? Part of this is to get Marcelo Meyer his spot. But I think it's fair, like you asked,
yeah,
it's fair to say, where is he going to land?
Okay, you brought up Campbell and his struggles. Are they contributing to his struggles by bouncing him around second, outfield, now teaching him first? Is that contributing to his issues at the plate?
I don't like it. I didn't like it when he was going good and you were playing them in the outfield. Like I didn't really get that, because he clearly needed work at second base. Analytically, he was one of the worst second basemen, even while he was hitting. So to move him back and forth, that can't help. And now you're integrating this dynamic, and he's a hardworking kid. He's a quick learner and everything else. But think about this. In this last week, he's played outfield, he's played second base, and by the way, almost the vast majority of his time before the game has been on the side learning how to play first base, another position as well. And, oh, but you also have to get out of this slump and start hitting. So to answer your question, Adam, like, I do. I don't like how they're moving around. And if that means scale him back, not play him, even send him down a little bit to just get his mind right at this one position, then so be it. But it's not working out right now for him.
Better chance I get sent a City Connect jersey or they play tonight through the rain.
Oh, I think the Greg Hill pressure has been put on. So
nice.
you're getting that jersey.
All right, so better chance. So are you hearing anything about how they're going to try to manage? It's a 4-game series with Baltimore, but the weather tonight and tomorrow both look terrible.
I love a good scuttlebutt, right?
Yeah.
So the scuttlebutt at the park yesterday was a doubleheader tomorrow.
That's going to impact the Jones and Keefe program.
Okay. Love that.
All right. Interesting. In the meantime, pack your rain
jackets. You guys could do like an alt cast.
Alt cast.
Yeah. Good idea. Hogdale. Let's get Hogdale on.
Yeah, it's a Friday. Hogdale can cover that. It's a Friday. Maybe it was a Wednesday. All right. Pack your rain jackets tonight. I'm sure they're not going to call it early. Bradford, we'll talk to you next Thursday. Thanks so much.
All right. I'll see you guys. Bye.
All right. Rob Bradford joining us here on WEEI. It's Jones and Keefe. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll continue with your feedback, and we do have an update on those City Connect jerseys. We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With regard to the new City Connects, my guy, Rich Keefe, did not get one. Is it possible that we could shut him up by getting a jersey over here, the new City Connects?
We'll have to go back and scan the last 10 years of comments that Rich Keefe has made about the club. But assuming those all check out in the positive scale, then no problem.
Okay. And then I'm guessing probably, what is he, a large? And then he could just stop whining about it.
Yeah, other people have them at the radio station. I'm sure he'll just steal one if he doesn't get it. So.
Yeah, talk about a drive-by.
How dare you?
Talk about a drive-by.
Seriously. Not now, Cox. We're doing something else. We're talking about his jersey.
Although it is a great shot.
It was a very well-timed shot. I thought
quite, quite a ricochet.
I was like, hey, this is great stuff, man. Yeah. Great shot.
Like, I love everything about this.
Sam's like, I'm going to dive in. He's like, yeah, I'll just steal one anyway. Damn it, Courtney. Not now. I thought she'd gotten over that. Apparently not.
Well, that was, no, but that was. That
she was texting me updates the other day about the match.
She was.
I thought she was like, all right, maybe she's not so bitter now.
That admittedly was a well-timed little shot there.
She got sent like 8 cases of that poison drink anyway, so you'd think she'd be fine. But she's still, okay.
Well, she's hanging on to a beef. She's hanging on to a beef.
I respect it.
Yeah, you should respect it.
I respect it.
Yeah, it's a well-timed, she saw an avenue and she got right
in
there.
No, she got it. But listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that wasn't good.
She gets
1 point for that.
I do like Greg saying, what is
it? Boom, roasted.
What is he, a large? And there was no, everybody
probably
was
a large.
Like, a large, yeah. There was no discussion.
Oh, you thought somebody was going to step up?
I thought
up
maybe
and be
somebody
like,
was going to say.
Yeah, maybe 10 years ago he was. Maybe when you start that archive look.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
well, what size is the Stoudemire jersey?
Yeah, good point. Well, that shrunk.
Oh, boy.
That shrunk.
Back and left from the sun, though, Nick. I got to figure that out. I'm probably in between sizes, not to go too much on me here.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes a large is like skin tight,
uh-huh.
And that's because maybe I had a big breakfast. Other times you get like, I'm like, oh, I'm an extra large, and it looks like a nightgown. So I'm I don't know what to do.
I don't like that either.
So I'm kind of in no man's land.
The nightgown.
Can I get two?
The nightgowns are, Sam, here's what I need.
I'm
in between sizes. Yeah. Someone to each. So you've already scouted out to see if it's upstairs, correct?
Yeah, so we put that out on Twitter already, at Jones and Keefe, and we're going to have it on Instagram as well. I've been going up to the mailroom all week. Because, again, a lot of people were sent these City Connect jerseys.
Uh-huh.
We are the official fashion police uniforms. Uniform fashion police.
We did a uniform bracket,
for God's sakes,
in March Madness.
We
for
love
God's
uniforms.
Sakes. No one loves uniforms more than us, and specifically you.
We got out in front, and... we love these uniforms. They're great uniforms.
Uh-huh.
And then anybody who has a podcast about the Red Sox, anybody who has said a nice thing about the Red Sox has received a whole care package. Forget a jersey. I don't want to get greedy.
Yeah.
But I'm probably also entitled to a hat and a sweatshirt, maybe like a pin, maybe like a mini Wally.
A whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, Terp has it. So that's me earlier today.
Oh, so you checked the mailroom today.
I checked the mailroom today because you never know. I mean, we're not that far from Fenway Park.
I mean, Sam could have dropped it off. If
he could have dropped
it
off.
He could have drove right over. He's
so
like, crap, Rich didn't get his. Let me drive it over there.
So, yeah, he got thrown off the scent. There was a package there, but it's a fragile liquid.
Well,
so I don't know what somebody got sent. Maybe poison.
Yeah, could be.
But anyway, no dice today. I'll check back tomorrow.
Okay.
That's fine.
We'll keep
but I do appreciate Greg. And I know part of it was he thought I'm being annoying on Instagram, but it doesn't really matter how you get the results.
Yeah.
So he put it out there.
Right.
I'm a mini concerned if Sam does go through the history, including earlier in the show today.
This is problematic. Yeah, this was pointed out on the text line earlier. It's like, hey, Keith, if you want that jersey, you might want to ease up on the Red Sox here today because Sam Kennedy is ready to pour through your entire history.
I was in the clubhouse, the Netflix special, the clubhouse, which no one watched.
No, you were prominently featured in there.
I was in it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Not necessarily always in the best light,
no.
I would say. But you know how many people reached out to me to say that I was in that? Two.
Yeah.
Two.
What was it?
Seven.
Nick and Billy?
Not even Nick and Billy.
Oh, like not like.
It was like a friend of mine and then a listener to like the Dork podcast was like, is that Keith? Question mark?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
And then my buddy was like, yeah, you're in it before I had seen it. And he's like, you're probably not going to love it. But anyway, so I was in that. And
like I said, Ryan.
Well, I did the pregame show for 2 years. I was a part of the radio network, for heaven's sake.
Well, I was going to say, hopefully Sam doesn't go back to some of the John Farrell interviews.
Although, who fired Farrell? Not me.
Well, that's a good point.
They did.
Great point.
I was just out in front.
Yeah.
I was at the time, they probably didn't like it. But now, after the fact, they're like, good.
Never
good
wrong,
point.
Just early.
You were kind of wagging the dog on that one.
They were like, hey, good points.
Yeah.
You brought up a lot of good points when you asked them about his bullpen
usage.
So you
wanted to go all the way back to the Farrell archives. Okay, good.
Yeah. They were a bad base running team. Uh-huh. I asked them about the base running. He didn't like that.
No.
He didn't like a lot of the things I said to him.
I don't assume you got a lot of John Farrell handshakes, and we talked about this earlier, right? You ever get a John?
Yeah.
I feel like he's a stern handshake guy.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Especially with you.
After that,
no, nice to meet you.
The
Rick.
First few interactions, there was a handshake. After that, it was usually interview over. Dale's trying to toss it to break. He storms out. It was mostly that. It was that was usually my interaction with him. He'd walk in mid segment or whatever,
steaming,
and then he's like, "We got more 617-779 back is turned out the door. Door slams. I'm like, "All right, talk to you next week, Skip."
Core always gave a fist bump.
Sound like a fist bump.
I could tell he never wanted to give me one, but Core always gave me a little
fist
bump.
Fist bump's nice.
Yeah.
Fist bump's good.
Yeah, he wasn't real into it. He's like, fist bump for Mego.
This guy.
Fist bump for Arcan. Hey, where's Ken over there? And then he'd kind of like give me a sympathy fist bump.
You were
the
in
out.
The clubhouse as well. In fact, yes. That Fenway studio, you talking to Core a few times.
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah,
there wasn't a lot of off-the-air conversations, but yeah.
No,
sometimes.
No.
Sometimes he'd get roped into those.
So we shall see.
Well, that's the same. I had a whole Arcan trending in there, so.
They did. It was like a weird cut where they're like, here's trending with Christian Arcan.
It was like,
bum, 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 bum. And he's like,
it was like 30 seconds of Arcan just reading the day's news.
It was like a whole thing of news. I'm like, all right, you gotta have trending in there.
You guys got to be able to edit that. No disrespect to Arcan. You guys got to be able to edit that, tighten that edit.
No, they wanted that. They wanted that in there.
Yeah.
I was like, how are they going to take a whole season of baseball and whittle it down to 8 hours? And yet they still included a trending.
Arcan trendings.
Yeah.
That's how they were able to do it.
It's like, we'll get there.
All right. Well, UniWatch remains for these City Connect jerseys. Sam Kennedy kind of, sort of promised it. Although the Red Sox promised a lot of stuff, Keith. They promised them. They've been promising the playoffs for years. And,
that's true.
You know, so I mean, I don't know.
This year's going to be different.
I don't know.
Watch.
Yeah.
They were in on Soto.
Yeah, right, exactly. Totally going to land one of those big fish. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they might be right on that.
All right, UniWatch continues. Panda Watch continues. 617-779-7937. We will get back to the Red Sox. Cora's decision. Or was it Cora's decision? I mean, Bradfo's telling me Cora had nothing to do with it.
Then why even have him?
Yeah, seriously. To get Crochet out of there, let's revisit some of that. Plus, we're going on the clock. Summer sports viewing. What is there to look forward to now that the Celtics are out? Tom Curran said there's no live sports. We beg to differ. We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.